It's Monday, September 3rd, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. John McCain's daughter and former Presidents Obama and George W. Bush led a public rebuke of President Donald Trump at the late senator's memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral on Saturday, reports the Associated Press. Standing near McCain's flag-draped casket and with Trump's daughter in the audience, Meghan McCain did not hide her contempt for President Trump.
The America of John McCain is generous and welcoming and bold. She is resourceful and confident and secure. She meets her responsibilities. She speaks quietly because she is strong. America does not boast because she has no need to. The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
In separate eulogies, Obama and Bush also delivered pushback to Trump that was more subtle than Meghan McCain's, but unmistakable nonetheless. Listen to Obama's poke at the president.
So much of our politics, our public life, our public discourse can seem small and mean and petty, trafficking and bombast and insult and phony controversies and manufactured outrage. It's a politics that pretends to be brave and tough, but in fact is born of fear. John called on us to be bigger than that. He called on us to be better than that.
President Bush's remarks were the most nuanced of the three.
If we're ever tempted to forget who we are, to grow weary of our cause, John's voice will always come as a whisper over our shoulder. We are better than this. America is better than this.
Ironically enough, McCain's family not only insisted that President Trump stay away, but they also refused to invite Senator McCain's own vice presidential running mate, Sarah Palin, and several of his key 2008 presidential campaign advisors to the funeral. The White House is making last-minute preparations for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's Senate confirmation hearings this week, holding final prep sessions and setting up a pair of rapid response war rooms, reports Politico.com. The sessions have featured faux protesters to make sure Kavanaugh stays cool in the event of a mid-hearing outburst. Antifa groups and sexual perversion activists protested Celebration Church, a multi-site non-denominational church in the cities of Austin and Georgetown, Texas, because they oppose the church's biblical views on sexuality. The activists' goal is to pressure the Austin Independent School District to stop renting its space out to Christian so-called homophobes, reports PJ Media. After the service, protesters yelled, quote, "Bigots out of Austin, don't come back," end quote, to the exiting Christians. In the church's statement of what it believes theologically, it explains that, quote, "Marriage is a picture of Christ's relationship with his bride, the church. It is defined from the beginning of Scripture as a lifelong covenant between a man and a woman. God designed sexual intimacy for a marriage relationship and does not endorse or condone it in any other context," end quote. Genesis 2:24 says, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." A call from the head of the California Democratic Party to boycott In-N-Out Burger over its $25,000 donation to the state's GOP appears to have backfired rather spectacularly, reports the Los Angeles Times. By the end of the day, Democrats were distancing themselves from the idea, and Republicans were enjoying a political feast, with many making big lunch orders to show their support for In-N-Out Burger and posting photos on social media. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Labor Day Monday, September 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.